Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham podcast. We hope this message will be informative, inspirational, and helpful. Donations to support this work are greatly appreciated. Visit www.cslbellingham.org and click on the donate button. Remember to share our podcast. Thank you.
Well, good morning. I'm Cindy Clay. I am the practitioner of the day along with Leo Brody and Kit Zinn. And we are here to support you in prayer. My pronouns are she, her. My ancestors hail from Great Britain and Sweden. And if you would like to be supported in prayer, there are lots of ways that we do that. One of the ways is that you can fill out a prayer request form at the table at the back, and there's a little pottery jar we call the prayer vessel that you can put that prayer request form in, and I will pray for you this week. And you can also go online at the website, leave a request there. And you can also get up early in the morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m., and join practitioners and anybody who wants to come for an inspirational prayer in the morning. So lots of ways that prayer can support you in your life, and we're here for you. So let's take that into prayer now. Boy, I just know it's a wonderful world. And I breathe in that awareness that there is one life, and that life is perfect. That life is God's life, and that life is my life. And so sitting in that consciousness and that awareness that I am one with my source, I am one with each one of you in this sacred space this morning. I just know that this service is divinely blessed. I know that the message is wonderful because I heard it at first service. And the music continues to uplift and inspire us. And we walk out of the service at the end filled to the brim with life and love. I know it's so, and I am so grateful for it. I say thank you, sweet spirit, and so it is.
For those of you who are here for the first time, I'm Reverend Abigail Shire. I'm the spiritual director here. My pronouns are she and her, and my ancestors hail from Ireland, Germany, and Prussia. And it is a delight to be here introducing our guest speaker. And our guest speaker is somebody very near and dear to my heart and my daily experience, because we are daily prayer partners, which I have loved, and we've done it for many, many years. We went to ministerial school together, and Reverend Sarah Stevens-Nichols is also a member of one of my minister sanghas, so I get a lot of her, and I cannot get enough of her because she is phenomenal. She not only is just a great person to hang around and just has great energy, but she's also the author of a brand new book she has just launched called How to Know What You Know, Recognizing the Real You. She also has a webcast called The Conscious Reality Show on YouTube. And she is a public interest lawyer, and she's worked in Washington, D.C. She's worked around the California legislature, and she's also a minister at the Center for Spiritual Awareness in West Sacramento. When I met her, we were in ministerial school together, and she said this one thing to the class. I remember it clearly. She was like, oh, yeah, you know, raising $1 million, it's no big deal. And I thought, I think I need to get to know this woman. but the cool thing is, she has experienced and facilitated many healings, including from her knee, shoulder, and wrist pain. She's healed from compulsive eating, codependence, vagueness with money, fear of intimacy, and workaholism. So, yeah, progress in all of those areas requires connecting with her inner knowing, and she chooses to discern how to know what she knows and become a co-creator of an entirely new reality. It is my pleasure to have Reverend Sarah Stevens-Nichols here for you today.
Thank you.
thank you to Reverend Abigail for having me and to this all the amazing servants at and people at this Center for Spiritual Living Bellingham. What a gorgeous facility and land and town that I've never really been to before. Breezed through on the way to Vancouver last year, and that was it. So yeah, gosh, and that song, thank you. Perfect. I was crying, so that's probably what made you break down. But I am proud to be an American today, but only because I root myself in a vision of an America that works for everyone. And I hold that as my America. And I do it a lot. And actually, you can do it too if you want to sign up to Vision for America with me. I wasn't going to say that, but it's so present from this that, and there's a QR code back on the table to register for that. We are visioning to heal America. And wholeness is the topic of the month and the topic of my talk. How do we be and know our own wholeness and the wholeness of others at the same time, which really was the question I heard in that song as well, right? How do I be who I am in this world, and how do I know who I am in this world? And I'm inviting you today into a personal experience with the divine. That is what spirit is informing me. If any of you were here in the first talk, you'll hear an entirely different talk because spirit is constantly informing me what I am to say. By the way, spirit is also informing me. I don't know why you want me to tell them this right at the beginning, spirit, but I'll go ahead. This happened today. It hasn't happened before, but as I was signing books in the back after the first service, a personal message from Spirit came through for each one of you. So that's apparently happening. In Science of Mind, which is the philosophy and teaching of this religion that we practice together at the Centers for Spiritual Living, we know that God is all there is, and that's it, right? God is everything. God is everything in the known and unknown world, which means that God is this is the good news and the bad news. God is that vision of America that works for everyone, and God is the way America has really shown up this whole time, which, by the way, has not worked for everyone. Much of the time, it has not worked for everyone. We had to fight an entire civil war to increase the number of people for whom it worked for, and even that didn't fully work. Then we had to have the civil rights battles, and now we have the current ripping down of everything we think we know it is there to protect us in this democracy. But it's interesting. One of the things I've been shown, and because I'm inviting you into a personal experience, apparently you're going to see my personal experience with the divine even more than usual in this talk today. Because what I have been shown is that within Science of Mind, which we teach here, a lot of us have focused on our own, what we want. And we've been taught, and we've gone to classes, and we've learned how to work reliably with spiritual principle. We've learned how to affirm that we're abundant when we don't feel abundant, and we've learned how to affirm that we're healthy when we don't feel healthy, and we've learned how to affirm that we have love in our lives when we don't feel love in our lives, right? And some of us have found, I have, that the abundance and the wealth and the health And the love came from all of that, which is beautiful and amazing. And we've taught and we've thought and we've said over and over again that it all starts with me, and that makes sense on some level, doesn't it? It all starts with me, and there's a lot in the zeitgeist. Look it up if you don't know that word, but there's a lot in the zeitgeist, but then come, don't do it now, do it afterwards. The people online can do it now, I guess, because they're already online. But yeah, there's a lot in the zeitgeist about it all starts with me, and I can only do me, and there's a lot of that. And we kind of hold to that, and then the worse things get out there, right, the more people start to say, you know, I can't listen to the news, la 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 la, it's too horrible, I can't deal with it, right? Anybody in here, raise your pinky if you can't, if that's the way you're doing it, right? And I was about to say no judgment, but I would have been lying. I do judge people who don't listen to watch the news, read the news, even though I'm sometimes one of the people who's la 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 la. So what I have been shown is that part. Did any of you ever see the movie Inception, where they're going, you know, where Leonardo DiCaprio is infiltrating people's dreams in order to create an idea in it and to come through? And in the dreams, you can always tell they're about to wake up when everything goes to hell. And there start being forest fires, there start being floods, there start being riots, there start being, right? And then, oh my God, everyone's about to wake up. Does that sound like anything that you are experiencing right now? So that is the good news and the bad news, is that you are meant to wake up from this. We are meant to wake up. That is why it keeps getting worse. It's getting worse because we're going la, 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 la. So spirit is everything. And spirit is here to wake us up with this. And if you don't wake up, if we don't wake up, if we don't wake up and pay attention, it will keep getting worse. More forest fires, more destruction of democracy, more fascism. It's coming to wake us. So wake up. That is what Spirit says. I'm not necessarily awake, but that's what Spirit is saying through me. The Spirit has informed me that the end of the era of the individual is here. We are no longer here to focus on us. It is not going to work to pray for abundance to get on the right side of a terrible economy where the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. That will not work anymore. That cannot be my strategy for survival. It must be everyone, everyone's abundance, everyone's health, everyone's joy, everyone's love. Do you hear me? Are you with me? Yeah. Everything we do in this teaching needs to come from that perspective now. So, for instance, I have been working with, for decades, John Randolph Price's 40 Days of Prosperity. And I have rewritten that curriculum for myself, just for myself. I haven't even done it with anyone else, but Spirit is informing me that I'm telling you about this now. So it's like, if you ever, the Buddhists have actually known this for a really long time, right? Loving kindness song, you know the loving kindness song? Well, that starts with, may I be filled with loving kindness. And then it's, may you be filled with loving kindness. And then it's, may we be filled with loving kindness. And so they're always doing all three. And that is how the prosperity, except that I've added, so it's, God is my source, God is your source, God is their source, God is our source. And we always have to do the they. We always have to know the truth for the they, not that kind of they, them, but the they, them where we're, well, that kind too, if you're they, theming the they, themers, then you're going to need to know that they're whole and they're loved and they're abundant. And because so much of what is driving the nightmare is actually the reality, perceived reality, right? I mean, because God is all there is, and there is no place that not is, is not God. Spirit is infinite, and spirit is powerful, and spirit can form. Literally, this is, I mean, Abigail and I learned this in ministerial school. This is quantum physics. This is quantum science, right? Spirit, the chairs you think you're sitting in are not chairs at the level of the quantum field. They are not. They are simply particles or waves. They're a light. There is nothing real in this room at the level of the quantum field, at the ground of all being, which means that all this reality that we are singing about is also not real, but the solution is not to go to a la la la, this is all not real state only. It's to go to that and then come from that. This is being dictated to me, by the way. Come from spirit, come from wholeness to wholeness. And the apparent reality that is driving the fascism, which is always what drives fascism, is that there are people in this country who don't have food, who don't have shelter, who don't have pride, who don't have what they need in their lives. And yet life keeps going on, and the rest of us try to just get hold of ours. And those people might be in this room, and they might be us, but are angry, 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 and are being set against each other to fight and to other, right? And so, yes, it starts with me, but it cannot end with me, and it's got to be all of it. So the 40-day prosperity program that I did for myself and have been doing is that, and also Visioning to Heal America. And while we're at it, there is a sacred activism in community global on Zoom that the spiritual leader of Centers for Spiritual Living and various communities that are doing sacred activism in community is holding in late August, and you can sign up for that back at my table as well. I thought I was coming here to tell you about how I didn't write this book for so long. Anybody ever had something that you thought you were been shown to do and that you don't do? You can raise your pinky if you don't want to raise your whole hand. You know, and you get shown it again and again, and then you don't do it. Well, I'm one of those people. A lot of us are. When I was a young lawyer in Washington, D.C., working for National Health Insurance, I vomited a whole bunch of words that about what was happening to me and everything into my computer. And I thought that would be a book when it grew up, and it never became one. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but there isn't national health insurance. I did not succeed at that. I fought really hard, and I was so megalomaniacal that for a while I was really sure that if I had only worked harder, we would have national health insurance in this country. You know, Bill Clinton couldn't get his health care plan through the United States Congress, but somehow I was in that time supposed to have been able to do it. Just to show you that you should never really pay attention to anything I say. It's I was a failed healthcare advocate in Washington. I continued to be a failed healthcare advocate in California and the California legislature, although we did succeed a little bit more. And I also was failed as a healer. I got into Science of Mind, and I was shown that I was a healer, but our own son was sick for 9 years, and I didn't heal him. And I vomited into my computer about that, enough words for a book, and I didn't do anything with it. And I became a minister, and I saw guest speakers that changed my life. Down in Sacramento, Divine Revelation, Susan Shumsky showed me about having a relationship with the divine, and that even though we went to practitioners and we asked them to pray, that I could actually access spirit right here, and I could know the truth for myself right here. And not that I could do it alone, I needed you to remind me constantly. And I saw Terry McBride, any of you ever see him, The Hell I Can't? And I learned that I could heal my body, because he healed his body when it was impossible, and when he didn't even believe he could, he just believed he could do each little step of the way. And I learned that you could do a lot one step at a time, one day at a time. Well, I also learned that in recovery. And then I learned so much. I learned so much about contacting spirit and a personal revelation of the divine, and how to know what I know and how to actually follow what I know. That our daughter said to me, "Mom, it's time to write that book." And I said, "Well, you know, yeah, but why now?" And she said, "For me, for my friends." Because my friends all have great parents, but when they go to those parents with problems, their parents just give them advice. And you never do that. You pull out one of your stupid tools and you make me go within, which I don't even really believe in, and then I use your stupid tool and I find out that something really important, and I follow that. And I don't know how to explain that to my friends, but you know, they need it, because all we're doing is going on Google and going on ChatGPT to find out what we need to do. And you've taught me that it's really in here, that we have this, well, I'm going to say this, she didn't say this part, but I've learned that we all have authentic intelligence. That's the real AI. And the reason we've adopted the other AI so quickly, and I think it's the only thing that really explains it, is because we are pre-programmed to dial into authentic intelligence. We are not meant to operate with just our little human animal mind, the reptilian, you know, mammalian part of us that just wants to keep ourselves safe all the time and is always in fight or flight, right? That's not it. We are pre-programmed that there is unlimited answers. So then when the unlimited answers come from Claude, we just turn to Claude. But what if you have an authentic intelligence right inside you? So you do. That's what I want you to know. The central tool that I teach in there, and every one of my stupid tools, almost every one of them I stole from someone else, just so you know. But I'm a lawyer, so there's footnotes, there's attribution. I don't want to be sued successfully. So the central tool is light versus heavy. If it's light, it's a yes. And light is expansive and just kind of like this. It doesn't even really feel like something sometimes when the answer is yes, when it's light. It's just like, ah. And no is heavy and constricted. It's like, ugh. And that can be a tricky one. If you come to the workshop, that's one of the things that you'll get to learn more about, is how do you discern light and heavy. That if you were a good little girl growing up like I was, and you always tried to do the right thing, then you could have should as a major feeling. And should is actually a no. But if you're a good little girl, then it feels like a yes to you, because you think, I should. Yeah, I just should. You know. But yes actually is like this. All right. Let's take this into prayer. Spirit wants you to know through me that every one of you, everyone in this room, everyone within the sound of my voice is a spiritual being having a spiritual experience in a human body on a human plane. And that you are connected to the all and all. The unlimited power of the One is available right in, as, and through you. And that you are the CEO of your life, but you are not doing it alone. You have help. You have a whole board of directors, advisors, spiritual advisors, whether in human form or in spiritual form, and you can find them and you can talk to them and you can be with them and you can commune with them. And so we take this knowledge that we are that into the world today. And we take this knowledge that our prayer work, our work is helping others, knowing the truth of others, knowing the abundance of others, knowing the love of others, working for a world that works for everyone, which in turn brings everything to us. All of it. I speak my word for this beautiful center, destroying and uncreating any ideas of lack, limitation, constriction, pulling money, pulling people, pulling what else is possible, pulling how does it get even better than this from all directions. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Spirit, for 1,000 people at this service, 10,000, 100,000, knowing the power of our teaching, knowing the power of God in the world. Thank you. I know that it is good and very good and done and very done, and so I let go and I let God, and so it is.